Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. It's Dr. Owens in Destrehan, Louisiana. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Owens. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Sorry, we've been playing phone tag.
Oh, that's okay. I understand you're a busy man, yet you have patients to see, and that's not a problem.
All right.
But I did receive an application for a working capital and one for equipment financing, so I just wanted to touch base with you and, you know, see what you're looking to do and how we can help you out.
Right. Well, basically, my son practices with me now. He's graduated in 2014.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So he's in the practice with me. And then we've been at this location, I guess, about 33 years or so.
Okay.
The issue is we're not happy with the office as far as the aesthetics of the building and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So we're kind of looking at just redesigning and moving to another location close by, you know, within a mile or so. They built a new medical building actually down the road. They're still trying to research if I have space available. So that's one option. The other option would be to renovate everything inside here just to spruce everything up, this type of thing. He actually went to University of Florida down in Gainesville and did a year program in executive practice management over there. So, and then they were talking how, you know, he's trying to build the practice up so we have a lot of business for both of us, you know. So,
right.
Because right now he's working in New Orleans at another dental practice 2 days a week, and he's here 2.5 days a week, and we're just trying to build it up more and that type of thing. So,
yeah.
And the other issue
to work
is
together,
our computers are outdated. I still have XP on all my workstation computers. We have implant surgery kits and things like that, but it's hard for us to do the implants a lot of times because we don't have a cone beam, and then I'm having to send patients away to other offices for cone beams, you know, 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay.
Our digital sensors for x-rays are old, and it's getting harder and harder to see with them, so I just wanted to use the same brand sensor, but upgrade them. So we were just kind of looking at doing a lot of different things, and I just wanted to see if there was any financing available for us before we even went that direction. You know,
sure. You'd like to see what's available so you can pick the better option for you as far as either moving the practice or updating the practice where it is.
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a pretty simple process. I did receive the equipment finance application and the working capital application. There's a couple more documents that we would need to see what we can make available for your business. We'd like to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements just to verify cash flow for the business. And what would also like to see, and I can send this to you in an email, so you don't need to start writing everything down.
No problem. Okay.
And then we'd also like to see the most recent, first two pages, most recent tax return. And this would verify sales for the business. Our working capital loans are based off of our sales base, basically. So we just want to verify that you had made that to see what we can make available that would not create a burden for your business, but actually, you know, would be beneficial.
Right. I got you. So you need the bank statements for the last 6 months, correct?
Yeah. August, July, June, May, April, and March.
Right. And then you want the credit card statements, Care Credit?
Do you do a majority of a lot of your patients actually use credit cards to pay for your services?
Well, more now than we had in the past. I mean, it all just goes straight to my bank account, but I mean, probably a lot more than what it was 10 years ago. But I would say on an average month, we're averaging about $18,000 to $20,000 a month, I guess, in credit card sales. And then, some months are not as good as others, obviously. A bad month for us would be like $40,000 or so. But better months are $55,000 to $60,000 total. But out of that, about a third of that is credit card sales, about $18,000 to $20,000 or so a month.
Okay. You know, that's a pretty strong, for any business, actually. And if you wanted to provide 4 months of the most recent merchant statement, it could potentially open up other options for you, as well as far as our programs are concerned.
All right. And then as far as the tax return, I have 2014. My CPA is working on 15 right now.
Okay. No problem.
So
I should have
that in about a week or in a few days, actually, shortly. So he's not quite finished with the 2014. 2015.
Okay.
But I can get that for you as soon as I have it. So
that would be fantastic. Or if you had, did you make more in 14 or 15, would you say?
What's that?
Did you have higher sales?
Well, 15, in 15 we made more.
Okay.
14 we didn't do bad either, you know. So,
okay. If you had 14 with an extension, I mean, that's acceptable as well. It's a matter of what you would, you know, prefer to provide.
Right. Okay. Well, I can give you both. It's just I don't have 15 quite ready yet, but it should be okay within the next few days.
All right. If you wanted to hold off for a couple of days and, you know, gather right everything together and send it in one.
Yeah,
you know,
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. And then I can get you 15 and everything all together. Right.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. And one last question. Do you have any current working capital loans or anything with the business happening? Okay.
No, I don't have anything right now.
Perfect, perfect.
So I have my debit card and my business account, and I have a tax savings account, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, that definitely simplifies things.
Right. I have no liens on the equipment or no outstanding debt on the practice at all right now. So
okay. So what, was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for?
As far as working capital, I mean, I would say a maximum of 50, a minimum of 30. So anywhere in that range would be good. You know, even if it's 30, that's fine. I know that's a shorter payback period of 24 months or sooner. I don't know what y'all have offered on that, but that would be pretty much what we'd be looking at on that. And then, like I said, as far as moving, I'm trying to find out, you know, like if we do have another location, are they going to provide the build-out or we have to do the build-out and
right,
that type of thing and figure that out, or do we just renovate where we're at and then do some modification in the office, because we have to add a fifth operatory and then try to change it and get an upgrade all that X-ray stuff and everything. So.
Okay.
That's kind of what we were looking at. They were trying to talk me into buying a Cerec, and I have a Cerec, but it's an older one. But it's like I use the lab a lot for my Crown and Bridge and my aesthetic stuff, and I don't want to spend $120,000 on a Cerec technology. You know,
that's expensive. That's very expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it can't do everything. You know, it's limited on the crowns that it can do. It's nice. It's pretty. It's a nice toy. You can do scanning of the mouth and this and that. But we do comprehensive cases that involve a lot of crowns and a lot of teeth. And I find patients just don't like sitting in the chair for 3 or 4 hours. You know what I mean? So
I can understand that.
they like to get in and out an hour and a half. They don't like sitting here for 3 hours. So their big market is to make everything in one visit, but it's just like,
It ends up being 8 hours, like a workday, basically.
From an efficiency standpoint and patient comfort, it's just, it's not
realistic.
It's not worth the investment for me. I guess for some guys it is, but, you know,
I'd
rather just use a nice ceramist and a good lab technician to do that work for me so we can get the best results, you know.
Right.
So I told Patterson I'll do other things, but I'm not doing the Cerec and all that good stuff.
Gotcha. Hey, so I just wanted to, you know, as far as terms are concerned, we do have shorter term loans. It starts from 6 months. You know, they can go all the way up to 24. So I'm not sure where we can fit you in with regards to that, but I just want to, you know, be as transparent as possible with regards to that.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, as long as y'all just let me know, that's fine. You know.
Okay.
So,
and typically,
I'm flexible with whatever y'all could do. That'd be great. So.
Okay. And then another thing.
As soon as I get that 15 in, which should be in a few days, I'll just shoot everything over to you.
I just want to give you a little more information about the loan as well, so you know you know exactly what's going on. So typically, first time customers, there's three payment options: weekly, daily, and monthly. But first time customers, typically, it's a micro payment. It's a daily payment, and it'd be Monday through Friday, no weekends, no holidays. So it's like 21 payments. So it'd be a monthly payment broken down into 21 payments, basically.
Okay, I got you.
So it helps the customers able to budget that way, so you understand what's coming out each day and can do accordingly. So I wanted to make you aware of that. And then as you know about terms, one last question is, As far as the equipment is concerned, do you have any quotes on, you know, what you wanted to do, or is that just kind of on the back burner to see if we can get enough money to
Back burner right now, just to kind of figure out where I stand as far as getting equipment financing and that type of thing. And and then once I know where I'm at there, I'm looking somewhere in that range of 185 to 187 or so, but for everything. And then once I know what type of financing, you know, I could be able to handle, you know, then I could work with Patterson on getting bids or whatever. And not everything has to be with Patterson. I mean, there's other companies that offer, like they have a company called Renew Digital where you can get cone beams for less money that are used that other dentists have done. And, you know, as far as the laser's concerned, the lights scalpel with CO2 laser that a lot of physicians use. This kind of was what I was interested in because we can do a lot with that. You know, and it's a lot cheaper than some of the, you know, lasers that some of the dental markets are trying to sell, you know. So
certainly.
You know, but anyway, but it's a great laser. And actually, Robert Conversor is like the father of laser dentistry. He wrote a book on it up in New York. And he came and gave us an all-day seminar. So, but it's, but you know, he's got recommendations on lasers, on companies that are going to be around for a while and not going to go belly up and not have it available. A lot of laser companies go belly up and they don't sell those products anymore. So,
just too much involved in the and just creating them to be able to sustain.
Well, their market's not good enough. And then, like say a company like Ivoclar Vivadent, for instance, had a laser, but they don't sell it anymore and they don't support it. You know, so then you're kind of stuck. Or like BioLase, for instance, was actually going bankrupt and they wound up getting bought out by I think it was Henry Schein. So I think Henry Schein bought BioLase and saved them from bankruptcy. So you got to be a little careful with some of the laser companies.
Sure. I totally understand.
So anyway, but we've done our research on that and that type of thing. But once I know where I stand, then I can maximize efficiently. And I'm not stuck with having to buy everything with one particular vendor. You know what I mean?
So absolutely.
I can actually save money using some of the multiple vendors for certain items. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to actually give you a little breakdown on our equipment financing program because it's a lot different than our working capital program. The terms are it's 2 to 5 years, and it'd be a monthly payment. Typically, we don't require a down payment. It's just a first month's payment. You know, rates start at right around 4.5% and can go up from there. There's, you know, factors like time in business and credit and things like that would affect that rate. So when the time does, you know, come up and you figure out as far as equipment is concerned, you know, we'd love to be able to throw our hat and see if we can get you some of the better rates out there if possible.
Okay, great. Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Okay.
Absolutely. Do you have any other questions? I feel like I've done a lot of talking. Did you have any further questions for me while I have you on the phone?
No, not at this time. So.
Okay. So I will put together that email for you, and I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes, and I'll just list the other documentation that we would require.
Okay, great. All right. I appreciate it so much.
Right. Absolutely. And then my direct dial will be on there as well. So any questions, you know, while gathering this information, you can always reach out to me. I'm always here to help.
All right. Thanks. Okay.
Absolutely. Hey, and it was a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Owens, and I look forward to seeing what we can do for you.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. No problem. You have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.